Then sings my soul.
Then sings my soul.
Then sings my soul.
My soul.
Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the worlds thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe displayed.
Then sings my soul,
I sing my Savior God to thee,
my God to thee.
How great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul,
my soul,
my Savior God to thee,
Savior God to thee.
How great thou art,
how great thou art.
Glades I wander and hear the birds sing sweetly in the trees. When I look down from lofty mountain grandeur and hear the brook and feel the gentle breeze, then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee.
My God, to thee.
How great thou art,
how great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art, how great thou art.
Son, not sparing, sent him to die. I scarce can take it in that on the cross
my burden gladly bearing, he bled and died to take away my sin.
Shall come with shout of acclamation and take me home. What joy shall fill my heart? Then I shall bow.
Then I shall bow in humble
sings my soul,
my Savior God, to thee,
my God, to thee. How great thou art,
how great thou art.
Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee. How great thou art.
That was Ben Averson here on House of Praise, a program of the Riverside Mennonite Church, dedicated to sharing the love of Christ through music. I'm Paul Miller. Here's the Calverman Quartet, If It Wasn't for the Cross.
It was time for testimonies in the service. As a saint admits the battle, she began to speak. She testified of ups and downs, battles won, when she talked about the cross. She said, if it wasn't for the cross, where would I be? If it wasn't for the blood that he shed on Calvary, if it wasn't for God's grace reaching for the lost, this world would have no hope. If it wasn't for the cross.
Her testimony brought me back to when I got saved, and I realized the sacrifice and the price he paid. What love, what great compassion shown, the life he gave, the life he lost. Everything changed that day. The Savior chose the cross.
If it wasn't for the cross,
where?
If it wasn't for the blood that he shed on Calvary,
if it wasn't for God's grace
reaching for the lost,
this world would have no hope.
If it wasn't for chained by sin,
but the cross
set me free. I'm free. If it wasn't for the cross, where would I be? If it wasn't for the blood that he shed on Calvary, the lost, this world would have no hope. If it wasn't for the cross, if it wasn't for the
Calverman Quartet. Here is Dave Gibbons with a short message about mission in simple terms.
One of my friends was at a large megachurch, one of the largest in the land, and he's someone I've been mentoring. He was asked a question by a consultant. There was all these staff, 50 or more staff in the room, and the consultant asked, what are the most important characteristics of a leader? And he had a certain idea of what that would be, the consultant. But my friend, he noticed that nobody was speaking, and he's a young guy, and he didn't want to make people feel uncomfortable or the consultant, so he sheepishly raised his hand, and he said, love. And the consultant said, okay, love. Anybody else have an answer? And they said, yeah, visionary, passionate, missional, postmodern. And love was just kind of down here. You know, we talk a lot about missional, we use terms and nomenclature that I think kind of fascinates people. But let's deconstruct it all, because sometimes the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. If we really break it down, the mission is really clear, the what. The how is very clear, and the who. We don't have to recreate. It's already been clearly stated in a simple way. What are we supposed to do? What's the mission? Love God and love your neighbor. How? Love. Who? Your neighbor. The problem is our definition of neighbor. Neighbor is actually in the Bible, if we read it closely, Jesus tells a story of a good Samaritan loving a Jew. We define neighbor in America as someone like us in our neighborhood. But when Jesus told that story, although it's not explicit in the Western culture, we don't quite get it right away. In the Eastern culture, people hear it loud and clear. It reverberates in their soul that this is someone actually you would hate, somebody you wouldn't want to be around, somebody that's unforgivable to you. You wouldn't want your son or daughter to marry them. You want to know the genius and the brilliance of the church? And when it becomes most luminous and the brightest, is when you can love someone not like you. Is it any big deal when you just have a church filled with people like you? The world doesn't take notice. But they take notice when a Mother Teresa will give her whole life and loves dying people in India. The world takes notice when a Nelson Mandela has been in prison for 30 years in Robben's Island in a small cell, moving rocks from one side to the other, the same rocks. But then he still says we need to forgive. You see, Jesus knew what he was talking about. You want to impact the world and be missional? He says, love God, love your neighbor, someone not like you.
We tend to make it harder, build steeples out of stone, fill books with explanations of the way. But if we'd stop and listen and break a little bread, we would hear the Master say, loving God, loving each other, making music with my friends, loving God.
Been listening to House of Praise, a program sponsored by Riverside Mennonite Church. More information can be found at our website, riversideministries.com. I'm Paul Miller, and as you go out this week, let these words reverberate in your mind and your soul. Love God and love each other.
And the story.